Yes, I'm really pleased to inform our customers that the power utility, after extensive consultations with representatives of the farming community and other stakeholders, we have advanced the debt relief to the tune of 80 million to resettled farmers and rural farmers. And we've also advanced the debt relief to the tune of 90 million to all domestic customers. That's both in the low and high density areas. So when you look at it, ZESA has technically written off bills to the tune of 170 million. So this is the kind of support, the kind of relief that we've effected in order to assist general economic recovery, success of the agrarian reform, and the upcoming planting.
ZESA was expected to take similar measures as those being taken by councils. How did you reach at this once-off thing?
I think when you look at it, we are not looking at small amounts. We have congregated debt. Like I said, 170 million is a lot of money. So what we did is look at how we can then pass all this out, this relief, how we can then share it across the levels. And if I may add, we have also advanced this assistance to all orphanages, old people's homes, and welfare organizations such as Jairus Jiri, Kapota School of the Blind. So we have looked at it with a human heart and said, how best can we support general economic recovery? How best can we support our customers? Now that ZESA has taken this very good initiative to provide relief to customers, I think now the ball goes on to the customer's court to ensure that they pay their bills on time, thereby enabling the utility to be able to procure space for repairs, to be able to replace transformers, basically working capital. So we actually need our customers to come forward, pay their bills, and also maybe more importantly, to avoid the inconvenience of disconnection.